Queen on BBC Radio Oxford and Radio Gaga. Fairly shortly on the programme, we're talking bucket lists. The Cotswold bucket list, to be exact. I've actually posted this on my Facebook page. Alex Lester, the best time of the day show. Go and have a look there, actually, and you can always leave comments and stuff like that. Post all sorts of stuff on there. In fact, I'm posting some wrappers from confectionery, which actually would do Esther Ranson and That's Life proud, to be perfectly honest. I'll put a couple on there. Well, there's one on there. There'll be another one coming up later on this evening, actually. Buckets. Tim Buckle. Top of my bucket list will be the trusty galvanised practical with that retro style and the firefighter's bucket of choice for decades. Here's a picture of a galvanised steel bucket. David Clark. Number one on my bucket list is a day out at the National Bucket Museum. Number two on the list is the Mop Museum. As the great comedian Emo Phillips said, some mornings it's just not worth chewing through the leather straps. The Everly Brothers, and All I Have to Do Is Dream on BBC Radio Oxford. Now, if you had to recommend just one place for someone to see who's coming to Oxfordshire, what would it be or where would it be? I'm asking because the search is on for the first Cotswold bucket list. 100 things that visitors to the region must see, do or experience when in the Cotswolds. Now, Charlotte Knowles is from the team at the Old Stocks Inn in Stow-on-the-Wold, who are behind the first Cotswold bucket list, and she's on the programme this afternoon. Charlotte, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Alex.
So why? Go on, that's a good question to start with. Why the first Cotswold bucket list?
Well, essentially, what we do at the Old Stocks Inn is we use our hotel as a base camp for exploration. And from that, we've created our own sort of in-house list of amazing things to see and do when you're in the Cotswolds for our residents. And then we thought, why not expand on that, basically? The Cotswolds expand such a vast distance of places. You know, it goes as far as Wiltshire, Bath, Somerset. And what better people to recommend the best things to see and do than the people who actually live in the Cotswolds itself. And essentially, there are so many things to see, to experience, to eat, to drink, and it really is a celebration of all things Cotswolds. And, you know, even as residents, it's something great for people to be able to look at and tick off their own bucket list as well. So we're looking for people to help us compile the top 100 things to see and do in the Cotswolds.
How many have you got so far?
It's going pretty well. We've got some really great entries from the sort of the Gloucestershire and Wiltshire area, but we've had very little nominations from the Oxfordshire area.
Come on, Oxfordshire, excuse me. We can't let Wiltshire and Gloucestershire, a couple of minor counties in comparison to ours, get in on the act like this.
Exactly, which is why we're here today, and we are really, really pushing for those final entries from people in the Oxfordshire area. And the nominations close at midnight on bank holiday, so you've got this weekend to get your thinking caps on. Think about the best places that you like to go as a family, as a couple, maybe where you went on your first date or where you like to be able to go and relax and unwind after a busy week. Those hidden gems, really. We want to see the best ones compiling in our top 100, and the best ones will make the 100 list.
You get some interesting ones, you know, for where you went on your first date, a lay-by on the A40.
Well, I can't speak for you, Alex, but
it was a romantic evening.
Exactly. But we're hoping, you know, it should be a celebration of everything that's great to do in the area. The Cotswolds is really a natural place of beauty, and it does kind of, a lot of the top hitters, a lot of the same things come up time and time again for people to be able to do. And the top hitters on Google, when you'd be able to sort of enter things to do in the Cotswolds. And we're really interested in those hidden gems.
You know, I did mention at the beginning of the programme this afternoon, I mentioned Broadway, you see, the jewel of the Cotswolds.
Absolutely.
What would be on your list, Charlotte?
Well, I'm a real fan of hidden gems. I love recommending things for people to do that make you feel a particular way. So I love recommending places with great ambiance and atmosphere, great places to eat and drink, great place to be able to have a pint or a really good glass of wine, homemade Scotch egg. But I also really enjoy walks. I've just got a little puppy recently called Ralph. He's 5 months old now, so that's opened up for me a whole sort of walking activities that I get up to all the time.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, all the drinking that sounds going on, Charlotte.
Well, when you work in hospitality, it's your passion, isn't it? Eating, drinking, looking after people. So for me, I love personally going up Cleve Hill because you get a beautiful sort of walk all the way right up. You can take a picnic to the top. There's benches. You get blown a gale when you're up there, but you see all the way across Cheltenham and the wider area, and it's It's just fantastic. And, you know, not many people know about that. If you're not from the area, you might just go to the sort of the top hitters when it comes to the tourism industry.
So doing this, have you found out places that you didn't know exist?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So many different places. I'd love to be able to, you know, use the bucket list myself. I moved to the area myself just about 2.5 years ago. So there's still lots of things that I want to discover and find out about. And the top 100 bucket list ideas will be those things that you just, you know, maybe a great place for a picnic that isn't, you know, widely known. I mean, perhaps you may not want to share these things with us. You might want to keep it to yourself. But we think that, you know, being from a city or being from a town, coming from a different country and coming to the Cotswolds, it really is a place of hidden gems and for exploration. And that's what we're trying to find, really the best places for people to be able to go. That
it sounds like a win-win, Charlotte. The only thing that I have a slight problem with is actually the expression bucket list, because surely that means, I've seen the film, that means you're dying.
You could look at it that way, but alternatively, you could look at it as, you know, it's kind of a trendy thing at the moment to create a bucket list of things to do on your life, you know, when you're in your teens and you're in your 20s, when you're in your 30s. And for lots of people, coming to the Cotswolds is something that either they've saved up for all year round to be able to travel internationally to come here, or a nice weekend away for a couple that want to get away from busy, hectic city life. And being able to compile, maybe coming to the Cotswolds is even on their bucket list for life. And being able to then delve even deeper into a bucket list of a bucket list.
A bucket list of a bucket list gets more and more complicated. Charlotte, your enthusiasm and joy at living in the Cotswolds shines through our conversation this afternoon. Very briefly, how can people get on board? Until Monday.
Yes, they've got until Monday. They go onto our website. And they make their nominations through our website, which is www.cotswoldbucketlist.com. And they can make recommendations all weekend long, and we close Bank Holiday Monday at 11:59.
It'll be just fantastic. All these people with a Buckety McBucket list. If you were that ship that was going to be called Boaty McBoatface, I hope you have lots of sensible and some not so sensible suggestions. Charlotte, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks very much, Alex. You too. Bye-bye now.
That's Charlotte Knowles from the Old Stocks Inn in Stowe-on-the-Wold. So what should be on that bucket list?